the facts show that America is a progressive country, and it's getting more progressive all the time.
The group said they collected their data from what they said were from nonpartisan, unimpeachable sources, such as reports on the American National Election Studies, maintained by the University of Michigan, and the General Social Survey, maintained by the University of Chicago, as well as data from the Pew Research Center and Gallup, and polls conducted by CNN and the New York Times. Citing as proof that Americans are more progressive than given credit for, Media Matters' Paul Waldman says Americans reject the idea that government should be as small as possible. He also says huge majorities support raising the minimum wage, which Congress just approved for the first time in a decade. And he says the public is already there when it comes to health care.
We're at a point where even the Republican candidates are now saying that they're going to come out with health care plans to achieve universal coverage, which is pretty remarkable. But that's because they understand where the public is on this. It's not just that the salience has increased, but when you actually ask them what kind of a plan they're comfortable with, you see that that people think that the government should guarantee that everyone gets health insurance. There's a great deal of support for all kinds of progressive solutions on health care.
And as further proof the country is more progressive than has been acknowledged, Media Matters' Paul Waldman cites the case of Howard Dean, who, when he ran for president 4 years ago, was considered radical in some quarters because of his signing a bill in Vermont that allowed for civil unions for same-sex couples. Now, he says, that's a mainstream position.
We've moved so quickly on this issue that that civil unions, which was supposed to be the kind of radical way out there position to support, is now the middle of American opinion, and you even have Republicans, even Republican presidential candidates, who say that if a state passes a civil unions bill, then that's okay with them. So even though we haven't gotten to a point yet where gay marriage is a majority, 5 years ago, nobody was even talking about gay marriage. It was considered insanity.
Waldman continued on, saying on issues like abortion and the environment, the majority of Americans support the progressive point of view. He admits that polls have consistently shown that more Americans call themselves conservative. But he says that's because the word liberal has been demonized by the right so much in the past few decades that lots of people simply don't like that label.
Now, obviously, conservatives have undertaken a campaign for the last 20 or 30 years, a very successful campaign, to demonize the word liberal and make people reluctant to call themselves liberals. It's been very successful. And that's the main reason why in polls you don't see a lot of people who call themselves liberals. But what you do find is that most of the people who say, "I'm a moderate," when you look at their issue positions, they're actually very progressive. And even a substantial number of the people who call themselves conservatives are progressive on issues.
Next week, the Campaign for America's Future will be hosting a three-day conference in Washington, where an estimated 3,000 activists will be attending. Roger Borisich is co-director for the group. He says now is the golden age for the progressive movement.
Move On did over $25 million collectively in the last off-year cycle. And raised 5,000 volunteers and did tens of thousands of calls. But their individual members probably gave over $100 million to Democrats. And so there's a real power there that's growing. And you see it in the bloggers and the blogosphere and the Democratic, the edge that progressives have in the new technology from YouTube, et cetera.
Next week's meeting will feature dozens of panels with progressives from all across the country meeting in Washington, including appearances by Democratic candidates for president Barack Obama, John Edwards, and Bill Richardson. But on a nationwide conference call today, journalist and filmmaker Danny Schechter questioned whether the Take Back America conference next week would highlight a growing economic justice problem.
2 million families facing foreclosure, millions of in their homes, and millions of families in deep debt, you know, credit card debt and mortgage debt, with the mortgage industry collapsing. Is there any concern about this in the progressive agenda? Is it possible to talk about this at the conference?
Roger Hickey from the Campaign for America's Future said that issue will definitely be addressed.
This is one of the issues, the inability for middle-class families and poor families to buy a home, and the subprime crisis that is throwing people out of their homes, as well as the growing debt load. There'll be a specific session that focuses on what we call the what Jacob Hacker has called the great risk shift, and the trend toward corporations shuffling off responsibility for healthcare, for pensions, and for general welfare of their employees. So This will be addressed specifically and throughout the conference.